USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news as the president of Turkey has addressed parliament there, telling Turkish lawmakers that there's evidence Saudi Arabia planned the murder of Jamal Khashoggi days before the opposition Saudi journalist was killed in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. President Erdogan calling the killing premeditated and savage, and he's demanding Saudi Arabia provide more answers, including where Khashoggi's body was taken and who ordered the operation, which Erdogan says involved at least 15 Saudi nationals. Tonight's Mega Millions drawing could make someone an instant billionaire. The jackpot for it is a record $1.6 billion. If you take the cash option, you'll have to settle for $904 million.
You know, somebody's got to win it. It might as well be one of us.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show, War Now, airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
President Trump at a rally last night in support of a man he called Lion Ted back during the presidential primaries, now calling him Beautiful Ted.
Nobody has helped me more with your tax cuts, with your regulation, with all of the things that we're doing, including military and our vets, than Senator Ted Cruz. Nobody.
President Trump fires up the huge crowd at a Make America Great Again rally in Houston for Texas Senator Conservative Ted Cruz.
This is Texas. This is the diversity of our city and state that we want jobs, we want freedom, we want opportunity.
Cruz says Republicans delivering on promises.
USA Radio's Robin Walensky there. The remnants of what's currently Category 4 Hurricane Willa will bring rain to the Rio Grande Valley in Texas before the weekend. The National Hurricane Center says the storm is going to make landfall first near Puerto Vallarta. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Americans are more concerned about drug addiction and tuition costs now than they were 2 years ago. It's according to a study out today from the Pew Research Center. It says the percentage of Americans who thought drug addiction was a very big problem rose from 56% in 2016 to 68% now. 63% of Americans say they're worried about the affordability of college now. That 63% compares to 52% 2 years ago. On the flip side, people in the survey expressed much less concern about terrorism than they did 2 years ago. Reports are a bomb was found at the New York home of billionaire philanthropist and political donor George Soros. The device was reportedly discovered in a mailbox at his home in Westchester County, north of New York City. A police bomb squad detonated it safely, and the FBI's taken over the case. Soros' frequent support of Democratic candidates has often made him the target of conservative critics. And a new study backs up claims that eating organic foods can reduce your risk of getting cancer. A new French study finds people who frequently eat organic are less likely to develop non-Hodgkin lymphoma and postmenopausal breast cancer. Overall, organic food eaters had a 25% lower chance of getting cancer. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.